Appendix D, Medical Intelligence. Medical intelligence is developed through the leveraging of all-sourced intelligence assessments and products. Medical intelligence results from collection, evaluation, analysis, and interpretation of foreign medical, bioscientific, and environmental information that is of interest to strategic planning and to military medical planning. This information is pertinent to operations for the conservation of the fighting strength of friendly forces and the formation of assessments of foreign medical capabilities in both military and civilian sectors. Military intelligence includes only finished intelligence products produced by an authorized agency. Military intelligence soldiers and other intelligence professionals, through the intelligence warfighting function, collect, process, and exploit, analyze, disseminate, and evaluate information collected from a variety of sources to generate intelligence. Medical elements require intelligence support in order to not lose the medical personnel's protected status under Article 24 of the 1949 Geneva Convention for the Amelioration of the Condition of the Wounded and Sick in Armed Forces in the field by performing tasks that are inconsistent with their non-combatant role, such as intelligence collection. To develop medical intelligence, information is gathered, evaluated, and analyzed on the following subjects: endemic, emerging, epidemic, and pandemic diseases, public health standards and capabilities, and the quality and availability of medical services. Foreign military and civilian medical capabilities, including MTFs, medical personnel, emergency and disaster responses, MedLog to include blood processing, and medical pharmaceutical industries. Integrated databases on all medical treatment, training, pharmaceutical, and research and production facilities. Environmental risks that can degrade force health or effectiveness, including chemical and microbial contamination of the environment, toxic industrial materials and radiation accidents, and environmental terrorism. Impact of foreign environmental health issues and trends on environmental security and national policy. Infectious disease risks that can degrade mission effectiveness of deployed forces. Foreign and applied biomedical and biotechnological developments of military medical importance. Foreign scientific and technological medical advances for defense against seaborne warfare agents. Significance of medical intelligence. At the strategic level, the objective of medical intelligence is to contribute to the formulation of national-based policy. The policy will be based in part on assessments of foreign military and civilian capabilities of the medical or bioscientific community. At the operational level, the objective of medical intelligence is to support the development of Army health system strategies that identify the health threat, are responsive to the unique aspects of a particular AO, enable the commander to accomplish the operation, conserve the fighting strength of friendly forces. Sources of medical intelligence. Medical intelligence is provided to the Army health system planner by intelligence organizations. The Army Health System Planner must identify the medical intelligence requirements and provide a request for information and/or updated commander's critical information requirements and other requirements to the supporting intelligence element within the command. Up-to-date medical intelligence assessments can be obtained by contacting Director, Defense Intelligence Agency, Attention, Director, National Center for Medical Intelligence, Fort Detrick, Maryland, 21702-5000, or via the contact information listed at https://www.ncmi.detrick.army.mil. The National Center for Medical Intelligence can provide finished all-source intelligence products that assess foreign medical facilities and capabilities, infectious disease/chemical/radiological health threats in the operational environment, foreign seaborne medical countermeasures, and emerging and disruptive biotechnology with military applications. The Army Health System Planner should use all available intelligence elements to obtain information and intelligence which supports the military operation. The National Center for Medical Intelligence 24-hour service request for information telephone number is commercial 301-619-7574. Or Defense Switched Network 343-7574. Refer to DODI 6420.01 for more information. A supporting intelligence element exists in the Army Health System Unit's chain of command. This element will be the primary source for the Army Health System Planner to access the necessary intelligence for the execution of Army Health System support operations. Medical aspects of intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Consideration of the medical aspects of the IPB is a systematic process that is designed to aid Army health system planners in analyzing various enemy, environmental, and health threats in a specific AO. Determining the medical aspects of the IPB process occurs during the first step in the mission analysis phase of the military decision-making process. The information derived from conducting a proper assessment of the medical aspects of the intelligence is specific to the geographic region where the AO is located. The Phase 1 assessments that are part of the medical aspects of IPB are the cornerstone to developing detailed and effective Army health system estimates and plans. Some portions of the template will be more or less applicable, depending on the assigned mission. For more information on IPB, see ATP 2-01.3/MCRP 2-3 Alpha, Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield/Battlespace. The Phase 1 assessments that are part of the medical aspects of IPB are to define the OE, describe the operational effects on deployed forces and Army health system operations, conduct threat integration, enemy, environment, and health, and information consolidation. Identify significant characteristics of the operational environment. The first task of the Army Health System Planner is to define the OE. The Army Health System Planner identifies and describes the significant characteristics of the environment to be able to assess the impact on Army Health System support operations and the health of the command. The significant characteristics of the OE must be evaluated from both a military perspective and a civilian perspective. The Army Health System Planner must determine what aspects of the OE will impact the delivery of healthcare to U.S. forces, and conversely, what impact military medical operations will have on the civilian population in the AO. As the provision of medical care is a humanitarian activity, the patient workload of deployed forces can be affected when forces are deployed in medically underserved areas or in areas where the civilian medical infrastructure has been disrupted or is underdeveloped. The Army Health System Planner can use the memory aid political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, time, operational variables, or mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, and civil considerations factors, mission variables, to frame the analysis of the OE based on the situation. For the Army Health System Planner, the civil considerations must be thoroughly explored and analyzed, even if the immediate mission does not recognize a requirement for the provision of health services to a host nation population. The Army Health System Planner must be prepared to provide support or have a plan in place in the event a civilian medical emergency should arise and the military forces are directed to provide support. Without prior planning, the diversion of military medical assets to support civilian medical emergencies will adversely impact the Army health system support provided to deployed forces and could potentially overwhelm available medical resources. The Army health system plan must not only conform to the tactical commander's concept of operation and scheme of maneuver, it must also be in consonance with the combatant commander's theater engagement strategy, so that any humanitarian activities conducted are not done haphazardly and are part of the regional strategy for the AO. Geospatial information. Geospatial information includes hydrological data, elevation data, soil composition, and vegetation. Geography and weather. The geography and weather factors include climate, weather, terrain, to include urban terrain, and altitude. They may also contain information on possible weather/environmental threats, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, monsoons, or other such conditions. Climate and weather effects. Information contained in the climate and weather effects includes the effects of extreme heat/cold/humidity, effects of the predominant weather patterns, such as monsoons, on Army health system operations, such as medevac, effects of heavy rains or snow, the phase of the moon and its effect on operations, such as fullness/brightness when military forces are infiltrating an area, how the weather may affect enemy biological and chemical warfare agents' use, and climatic effects on medical supplies and equipment. Terrain analysis. Terrain analysis includes determining the effect on friendly/enemy maneuver capability, effect on friendly/enemy ability to sustain healthcare, effects on timely medevac, and natural lines of patient drift. Lines of patient drift refers to natural routes along which wounded soldiers may be expected to go back for medical care from a combat position, ATP 4-02.2. Terrain analysis also impacts on MTF site selection factors, where the mobility corridors are located and their effects on friendly/enemy actions, effects of weather conditions on terrain/mobility, effect of overhead cover, canopy, and vegetation, effect of projected action on terrain/mobility, and where potential sources of potable water are located. Altitude effects. Altitude effects include effect of high-altitude operations on force capability, rotary wing medevac assets, medevac procedures and methods, higher incidence of litter evacuation and longer evacuation times for manual evacuation, and standard medical treatment protocols. Describe the battlefield effects. The purpose of this phase of the IPB process is to analyze and integrate various factors of the OE. Conducting a detailed analysis of these factors helps commanders and planners understand how the significant characteristics of the OE can affect friendly and threat operations. The Army Health System Planner will focus on identifying the medical aspects of battlefield effects on friendly and threat forces and operations. Limits of command. The AO is the geographic area where the commander is assigned the responsibility and authority to conduct military operations. The Army Health System Planner must identify the geographic AO that may include the macro view or the micro view, depending upon the level of command and the size of the geographic area. Total population at risk, which includes all U.S. and Unified Action Partners, local civilian population, dislocated persons, DOD, and other U.S. governmental employees and/or contractors, and non-governmental organizations personnel. In addition to identifying the total population at risk, the planner must also determine what the supported population at risk is. Those individuals/groups deemed as eligible beneficiaries for health care provided by United States Army medical assets. The supported population includes all supported U.S. units, which include sister services and elements from U.S. governmental agencies and DOD contractors, all supported multinational units/elements. This paragraph should discuss unit troop strengths, locations, and missions. It may also include organic medical resources and capabilities, multinational medical assets, military, paramilitary, and civilian, which are approved for use for U.S. personnel, identification of multinational, military, paramilitary, and civilian requirements, identification of unique medical support requirements, such as endemic diseases in the multinational force that are not present in the deployment, host nation, AO, and the current level of health and dental fitness among the supported populations. For veterinary services, the number of military working and contract dogs and other government-owned animals that will be used by the multinational force also need to be identified and included in planning. All personnel in U.S. custody, detainees. Others as directed. Limits of the area of influence and the area of interest. The area of influence and the area of interest are geographic areas from which information is required to facilitate planning. The area of influence and the area of interest usually fall outside the AO and may or may not be applicable to a particular operation. Army Health System support outside the AO includes Army Health System support provided by organizations/elements outside of the AO. This can include organizations such as CONUS Support Base or other safe haven hospitals, MedLog Support, Defense Logistics Agency or Army Materiel Command, and Global Patient Regulating Support, such as the Global Patient Movement Requirements Center. Location and time/distance factors for medical resources that could be used for augmenting/reinforcing/reconstituting Army Health System units/personnel within the AO. This information can include discussions on units/elements in the CONUS support base or adjacent AOs. Coordination and synchronization with command and control assets outside the AO, which assures the reach capability within the Army Health System and the ability to rapidly deploy medical specialty care resources as the need arises in the AO. Follow-on operations or operations being conducted simultaneously outside the AO, which can include a range of military activities. Army Health System planners identify the level of detail required and the time available to conduct the medical aspects of the IPB process. Evaluate existing information/intelligence of medical significance and identify intelligence gaps. Sources include National Center for Medical Intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency, the Army Public Health Center, the Office of the Surgeon General Intelligence and Security Division, division or higher staff for intelligence. Country studies, supporting intelligence staff officers/assistant chief of staff, intelligence or military intelligence unit, Central Intelligence Agency World Factbook, open source information system, tourist maps and brochures, public health resources, World Health Organization, Pan American Health Organization, Department of State, and internet libraries and other informational sources. Identify and submit collection requirements to the supporting intelligence staff section/element/unit. Collect required information to fill gaps. Note, if medical personnel gain information of potential intelligence value through casual observation of activities in plain view while in the performance of their humanitarian duties, they are required to report it to their supporting intelligence staff officer / assistant chief of staff intelligence. Population demographics. Population demographics include the effect on the delivery of healthcare to supported forces and the effect on the Army health system if required to support the local populace and non-governmental organizations. It also includes the political effects of providing care / not providing care to the host nation populace, non-governmental organizations, and dislocated persons, and the effects of cultural, religious, or language barriers on medical treatment. Other Army health system population demographic concerns include condition of the general population and or supported population to include an analysis of the health of the general population and the impact of it on deployed forces, analysis of the infant mortality rate as this serves as an indicator of the overall health of the population, leading causes of death, identification of the status of nutrition, and state of advancement of the medical infrastructure. What effect will clans, tribes, gangs, opposition groups, or paramilitary organizations / groups and organized crime have on the ability to provide Army health system support to deployed forces and other eligible beneficiaries? What effect / additional requirements will dislocated persons and detained personnel have on the Army health system? This is of particular importance for the operational public health arena, as camps require sanitation, pest management, and potable water support. Other requirements include the provision of sick call services, outpatient treatment, hospitalization, medevac, veterinary technical consultation and support, medlog support to include sorting, repackaging, inventorying, and disseminating donated medical supplies and equipment, and other functional concerns. Threat forces capabilities / effects. The effects of enemy ideology, goals, and missions includes an analysis of the enemy's will to fight, what they are trying to accomplish and why, military objectives, compliance with the Geneva Conventions to include respect and protection of medical personnel, units, and transports, type of enemy forces such as paramilitary, conventional, special operations, and or terrorists, philosophy concerning collateral damage, civilian casualties, disruption of utilities, sewage, waste disposal, sanitation, water, electricity, and gas, and generating dislocated persons. Threat forces capabilities or effects encompass the following. The threat characteristics include the effects enemy doctrine has on deployed forces, to include Army health system personnel and units. This information facilitates forecasting what units / elements / organizations are most likely to sustain heavy casualties. Enemy force structure and weapons systems include the analysis of the accuracy and range of enemy weapons systems, analysis of the size and composition of the enemy force, and what types of friendly wounds will be generated by enemy weapons systems, such as piercing, blast injuries, concussion, blunt trauma, burns, or combined injuries. Enemy medical doctrine and capabilities include the analysis of enemy medical doctrine and capabilities, priority and availability of medical care and medevac, status of the medical infrastructure and training to accomplish the medical mission, and the potential for the enemy to treat their own casualties or to leave them in the care of friendly forces. Effects of enemy seaburn weapons to include an analysis of enemy seaburn capabilities, effect of enemy seaburn use on friendly forces, the likelihood of its use, whether the enemy can continue the mission in a seaburn environment, and whether the enemy's delivery systems are accurate, reliable, and effective. Military information support operations and unconventional warfare capabilities and effects include an analysis of the probable impact of psychological operations on friendly forces, analysis of unconventional warfare capabilities, probability of unconventional warfare forces targeting friendly areas and Army health system assets / resources, and the effect unconventional warfare will have on the delivery of healthcare. Infrastructure. The infrastructure includes transportation systems, land, sea, and air, communications systems, telephone, cellular, digital, mass media, and electronic means, and utilities, water, electricity, and sanitation. Transportation. Transportation systems include the effect of available transportation systems on timely medevac or casevac, medlog supply / resupply operations to include time-sensitive blood distribution and other perishable and dated pharmaceuticals. Analysis of likely avenues of approach, effect of the transportation system on mobility and military operations, effect of military operations on the transportation system, and impact of transportation networks on enemy / friendly courses of action. Communications systems. Communication systems architecture includes the communications networks that are established in the operational area, the level of technology for these systems, and the level of access of the communications infrastructure by the population. For example, if the civilian population does not have telephones, radios, televisions, or computers, other methods for disseminating public health information and health risk communications information must be established. Utilities. Utilities, water, electricity, and sanitation, include the analysis of water quality, portability, and distribution systems, analysis of the reliability of electrical power generation, effectiveness and efficiency of sanitation systems, effects of enemy/friendly military actions on the utility's infrastructure, and the impact a disruption of utilities would have on the health of the general population and/or deployed forces. Industry. Industry includes the types of industry present, their effect on the economy, and the potential threat from toxic industrial materials either used in the manufacturing process or as an end product. Medical infrastructure. Analysis of local medical supply and equipment sources includes an analysis of local quantity, quality, and availability of medical supplies and equipment, analysis of the availability of blood and blood products, availability of supplies for use for local populace, dislocated persons, and detained persons, to include donated supplies or those of a non-governmental organization/intergovernmental organization, such as the United Nations. Availability of supplies approved for use by U.S. forces, analysis of local medical supply production facilities, impact of military operations on the local medical supply infrastructure, and availability and quality of medical gases. Analysis of medevac services includes the analysis of local medevac services and capabilities, training and education level of medical attendants, coordination and synchronization of local evacuation services/resources to evacuate civilian patients, availability of and quality of local MTFs, and impact of military operations on local evacuation services. Effects of disease and other occupational and environmental health threats include the identification of disease and occupational and environmental health threats that affect friendly forces and the delivery of medical support, identification of personnel protective measures which are required to counter the health threat, analysis of the effect of protective measures on friendly forces, analysis of the impact that disease and environmental threats have on enemy actions, and the identification of additional disease and environmental health hazards which may be created and/or aggravated by military operations, and the analysis of services provided by non-governmental organizations and other intergovernmental organizations. Integration. The object of threat integration is to relate how essential elements of information identified in analysis of the medical aspects of IPB process will affect the health of the command, the employment of Army health system resources, as well as enemy/friendly courses of action as they pertain to medical issues. Further, information that is gathered relating to resources and background information should be consolidated in a usable format for use as the need arises. Some useful formats for managing information in medical intelligence include overlays, spreadsheets, matrices, and databases. Threat integration can be broken down into three major categories. It is important to note that in each category, the threat relates only to the health of the command or medical issues. Similarly, the type of threat can vary greatly with the type of mission or operation, offensive, defensive, and stability tasks. These categories are what friendly courses of action are best supported from an Army health system standpoint, what friendly Army health system courses of action best support the mission, what probable enemy courses of action could affect friendly Army health system units/resources/services, what geographic-related threat issues impact Army health system support. Geographic-related threats include climatic/weather-related threats and their impact on the need for and delivery of Army health system and terrain-related issues that can best be depicted by creating a modified combined obstacle overlay. Consolidation. Understanding and consolidating additional elements of medical information/intelligence into concise formats assists the planner in future planning efforts or other possible contingencies. Databases are particularly useful for managing general information.